Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Baltimore, April 21st, and Charleston, South Carolina, May 26th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Debbie Jerzyk from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Hey, how are things up in Manchester?
Well, sun and cold and lots of snow.
Yeah, it's been like that for everybody. What do you do there?
I am a stay-at-home person.
Of course you are. How could you get out through the snowdrifts? Well, welcome to the show, Deborah. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three news-related limericks.
Okay.
With the last word or phrase missing from each, of course. You're going to have to provide that last word or phrase. Do that two times out of three. You will win our prize. Ready to go?
Ready.
Here is your first limerick.
Drinking much at my old alma mater was a rung on my higher ed ladder. I could earn a degree if I just held my pee. I was smart when I had a full...
bladder?
Yes. Okay. That's right. So researchers in the Netherlands tested the decision-making ability of people with empty bladders and then with full bladders, and those with full bladders turn out to make better choices. The effort it takes to control your bladder becomes a kind of general focus and allows you to make good decisions about other things. Here's the thing, though. If you really got to go, wouldn't the best decision be to say, to hell with your study, I'm going to the bathroom before I ruin these pants?
How can you be focusing on other things?
Well, that's what we were wondering about.
Another one of those dumb studies?
Yes, it's clearly one of these dumb studies. But they gave these people choices to make in terms of that if they made the more complicated choice, they'd get a better return. And they found out that if people needed to go to the bathroom, they made that choice more often.
Well, they think faster.
That's true. Yeah. It's like as soon as they saw...
Okay,
whatever. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
We chimps here, unlike the giraffe, we boost morale in the whole staff. When friends make a joke, be it tired or broke... we managed to eke out a...
laugh?
Yes. Turns out chimpanzees, just like humans, will laugh at things that are not funny. For example, researchers at the University of Portsmouth in England say that the chimps do this to be polite or to fit in with the chimps around them. What's interesting about this is, in order to make this result, don't you have to know what chimps genuinely find funny?
Yeah, right.
And if so, how do you know that?
If they're laughing at people, that's not funny.
Yeah. Taking advantage of this phenomenon, clever producers have now filled the Tonight Show audience with chimpanzees. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
At the stress in this lab, we're appalled. So we're glad that the test got recalled. And we mice, as we rest, have regrown our fur vests. No more stress means we're no longer...
ooh, bald?
Yes.
Ooh. Ah, yes.
There is a possible cure for mice baldness. Scientists at UCLA have discovered that when treated with a certain chemical compound, mice who had lost the hair on their back grow it back.
Mm.
Scientists were looking forward to further research to see if it would work on humans, but then dozens of desperate balding men burst into the lab and started rubbing the mice on their heads.
I would take a mouse mullet any day.
Any day?
Any
day. You just glue the mice there. That would work.
Yeah. I'll pull it off, man.
As long as they don't wake up in the middle of a date, you're all right.
I'll try to pull it off.
Carl, how did Deborah do in our quiz?
Well, you can't do better. Deborah had three correct answers, so Deborah, you win our prize.
Well done. All right. Well done, Deborah. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.